This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government has launched a national campaign Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat in New Delhi yesterday. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. She highlighted that child marriage is not just a criminal offence but also a human rights violation. During the event, the minister also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. In Jharkhand, swearing-in ceremony of Hemant Soren as Chief Minister will be held today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organised at Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with the leaders of INDIA bloc for the ceremony. In 81-member assembly, INDIA bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA 124 seats. One seat went to Jharkhand Lok Tantrik Krantikari Morcha. Defence Partnership Days will be organised from today in New Delhi to foster collaboration between armed forces and industry. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the two-day event is designed to bridge government and business stakeholders and to facilitate strategic engagements through a series of targeted business-to-government and business-to-business meetings. The Ministry said that over 200 companies and 100 officers from the Ministry and Armed Forces dealing with technology and procurement will participate in the event. The 11th edition of Indian Coast Guard's National Maritime Search and Rescue Exercise and Workshop SAREX 24 will be held in Kochi, Kerala today. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh will inaugurate the 2 days workshop. The theme of the workshop is enhancing search and rescue capabilities through regional collaboration. The centre is taking all necessary steps to ensure expeditious supply of diammonium phosphate fertilizer and resolve the local availability issues. In a statement, the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said it is coordinating with state governments, railways and fertilizer companies to resolve the situation. Despite global challenges, over 17 lakh tons of DAP were delivered to ports and distributed across states in October and November during the Rabi 2024-25 season. Additionally, nearly 6.5 lakh tons of domestic production were made available to states. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has called upon French and Asia-Pacific partners to deepen collaboration, particularly in 3 areas. These are enhancing trade relations through bilateral agreements and multilateral platforms, strengthening technological cooperation to address global challenges like climate change, and promoting cultural and educational exchanges. Speaking at the annual conference of French Foreign Trade Commissioners for the Asia-Pacific region in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that bilateral trade between India and France reached $15 billion in the financial year 2024. Maharashtra government has introduced an online faceless facility for registering light goods vehicles at the level of vehicle distributors. This service will be available at all transport offices across the state. Vehicle distributors can now apply for vehicle registration on behalf of the owners through the website www.parivahan.gov.in. The registration process includes payment of the vehicle registration fee and tax, and it is fully faceless, meaning no in-person interaction is required. In hockey, Indian junior men's team thrashed Thailand 11-0 in their Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 opener in Muscat, Oman yesterday. Arayjeet Singh Hundal scored a brace in the 2nd and 24th minutes, while Saurabhanand Kushwaha and Gurjot Singh also netted braces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.